Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy,
oh, what joy
they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh,
what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Good morning, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, this morning as we open your word, Father, we are thankful for it. We thank you this morning, Father, for everything that we have. Because without you, Father, we are nothing. Now, Father, I pray, Father, that there be more to hear the message this morning that's in need to be covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because it's that blood, Father, that takes away our sins, washes and makes them white as snow. Father, be with us now as we get into thy word this morning. And I'm asking this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're still here in the book of Acts. But this morning, we're going to be picking up. Pardon me. For chapter 15. We finished the 14 last night, and now this morning we're going into 15. And this is the council at Jerusalem, is what chapter 15 is about. And we begin here with verse 1. And certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, except you be circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved. You see, these are those that are following the apostles and trying to undo what they've done and lead the people back into the law. It was during the early decades of the church that these Jews who had lived under Judaism and the law disrupted the church by telling all of them that they couldn't be saved without being circumcised. But you see, when the Gentile people first became born again, that was not put on them. Now today, most, like I said, I've said earlier, most male children are circumcised, but it's not done because of a religious thing. It's done because of health and cleanliness. Because that's something that was not put on you and I. And they were told in that day and time not to make that part of us. But you see, these men just would not listen. And they want to bring them back and get them away from the Lord Jesus Christ. They're being guided more by Satan than they are anything else. Now, verse 2. When therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain other of them should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders about this question. And being brought on their way by the church, they passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, declaring the conversion of the Gentiles, and they caused great joy unto all the brethren. You see, that's what they didn't like. That's exactly what they wanted to fight against. Now, although they were causing great joy, here in 4, it says, and when they were come in to Jerusalem, they were received of the church and of the apostles and elders, and they declared all things that God had done with them. They were telling about all the things God had done with them, with and through them. Now, but there rose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees, which believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them, command them to keep the law of Moses. You see, they wanted them under the law. They're not wanting them under grace. Not wanting them to follow the Lord Jesus Christ and his teaching or any teaching about him at all. Six. Then the apostles and elders came together for to consider of this matter. Now, you know, they was consisting of that Jerusalem council, those that they were taken to see, actually were Peter and Paul and Barnabas and James, you know, they were all part of it. It was the apostles. Now, 7. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, Men and brethren, ye know how that a good while ago God made choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel. Pardon me. Hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us. He's gave them everything that he has given to us. Now, 9. And put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. You see, although we may be Gentile and not Jewish, but once we become that born-again child of the living God, and we become members of his family, we have been adopted into the Jewish family also. Let us don't stop and think about things this way. Now, you see, there has, for many, 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 many years, mankind has been going against Israel and the Jewish people, mocking them, making all kinds of fun of them. I know when I was growing up as a child, there was a lot of mockery going on about the Jewish people. And I can remember hearing things that were said about them. And yet, without them, we would not have no way or no part of being able to make heaven our home. Because for one, most all of your Gentile people were idol worshipers. They knew nothing about the true living God. We wouldn't have his word today to show us the way and to give us what we need in order for us to make heaven our home. We don't stop and think about these things. Not nearly enough. And that's why we're not giving God thanks for the things that we have. You want your prayers and all answered. Then start praising God and giving him thanks for what he has already given to you. Because without him, really, you would not even exist today. Without him, you would never even have been born. Because you see, He is the one that put that life in that womb. Yes, man and woman may come together, that spoken word of Almighty God, to put that life there. That's why we have no right to abort that child, to take that child's life. That's why it is murder. In the eyes of God, that's exactly what it is. He put it there. Now, we've used all kinds of excuses for it. No, it's not a living thing until it breathes its air. If it was not a living thing, it would not have grown and developed into being what it is there in the womb. You see, it was living. It was living, a living being, the moment it was conceived. Now, if we look up here now, verse 11, now let's go back to 10. Now, therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? You see, and that's what they were trying to do, because they was wanting to bring them back under the law. They didn't keep it. They couldn't keep it all. And that's why the Lord Jesus Christ came, was so that mankind could have a way that they could keep to make heaven their home and to fulfill all of that. All right, now, 9:11. But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved even as they. And it was given to us at that one time. And then the Lord Jesus Christ called and anointed Paul as our apostle, to see over us and to watch over us. Now 12. Then all the multitude kept silence and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, declaring what miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles by them. Now they're wanting to know, what miracles and what wonders did God do? 13. And after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simon hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And to this agree the words of the prophets, as it is written. 16. After this I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord, and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who doeth all these things. 18. Known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. 19. Wherefore my sentence is that we trouble not them which from among the Gentiles are turned to God. Let us not trouble them, those that have turned and turned to God. Don't trouble them. God made them. God gave it to them. Now let's not trouble them. 20. But that we write unto them that they abstain from pollutions of idols, from fornication, from things strangled, and from blood. 21. For Moses of old times has in every city them that preach him, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath day. Then pleased it the apostles and elders with the whole church to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, surnamed Barsabbas, and Silas, chief men among the brethren. Now they want to send some people with them. In 21, they wrote letters by them after this manner. The apostles and elders and brethren send greeting unto the brethren which are of the Gentiles in Antioch, Syria, and Sicily. For as much as we have heard that certain which went out from us have troubled you with words, subverting your soul, saying, you must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment. They're letting the Gentile people know we did not give you that commandment. And we know there are those out there that's trying to do this. But they're letting them know that that's not true. That's not so. And you know, in a sense, that's what is happening in a lot of our churches today. They are trying to lead the people a ways back under the law. They're really doing it without knowing what they're doing or thinking about what they're doing, for the most part. And, you know, God's word tells us that if we keep one part of the law for the reason of religion, we have to keep it all. And what makes you and I think we can keep it when they didn't and couldn't? Think about it. Think about everything that had to be done under the law. All the different sacrifices, all the different feasts, all the different days and things. When you and I We accept the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our Savior. We are covered by His blood because He become our sacrifice. And He did it willingly. He took it upon Himself. And just as He was telling them, no, you don't take my life, I give it. So you and I could have a way of salvation and make heaven our home and could live a full, abundant life here on this earth. Now, does it mean that we're never going to have any troubles? No. Because Satan is not going to stay away. Because you see, we're the ones he's after. We're the ones he wants to drag away from Almighty God. Right now, those that are out there with him, he's already got them. So he's wanting those that are professing to be the children of God and he's got into a lot of places he should never have been allowed in and he has caused a lot of changes that he should never have been allowed to change. You know, we don't need all of this division we've got today among mankind with all these different denominations. There is only one church, and that is the Lord's church. That church that is covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I don't care what name you want to stick on the church, but it's what is being taught is the truly the truth of God's word being coming from that, or have they changed a lot of things and going a lot of different ways? We're told how to establish our churches, our places of gathering. And we are told to go by this word. Yet, look how many has been walking contrary to it. You say, well, how can that be? We're going to see as we go through this word. We're going to see exactly as we go through this word. Things that God has told us not to do is exactly what a lot of our churches are doing. Mankind don't want to believe that he has spent years sitting in a church or a place called a church and then find out that he needs to go to the Lord Jesus Christ and repent and change his life again. He don't want to hear that. So he's better satisfied within himself to stay in the wrong place. And that's why it's so hard to get our churches built today. It's because of the stubbornness and the hard-headedness of mankind and him not wanting to serve the living God because of his own selfish ways and his own pride. Now, 24. For as much as you have heard that certain which went out from us have troubled you with words, subverting your soul, saying, you must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandments. That's what we've just been talking about. And we go into 25. It seems good unto us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men unto you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul. You see what they're saying? Seemed good to them. For they was assembled with one accord. In other words, one belief, one mind, one teaching, all standing together. That's what most places are missing today. Now, we need to get together and come together, because if we don't, shortly we are going to lose our nation, and we're going to lose our freedom to teach and preach the word of God. And we need to see this great revival growing stronger every day. Because the Lord is getting closer to the day he will come for his bride, his church. You hear what I say? His bride, his church. You better get into his word and get right and start not just reading his word, but living it. Now, 26. Men that have hazarded their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We know that there was a lot of them that was jailed and killed. A lot of them that we don't know, because they wasn't named. They wasn't apostles as we are actually taught about apostles. But they was believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know that they were sharing him with others. Because if they hadn't been sharing, nobody would have known who they were. And they couldn't have been taken. Or wouldn't have been taken, put it that way. And yet, they were taken, jailed, and killed. And the apostles, the 12 disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, all were martyred except for one. So you see, the stronger you get, the more Satan is going to throw at you. But as you stand against these things he throws at us, and we make it through that, we do it because we have the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit as our strength. And Satan can't match that if we hold on to it. and we grow stronger. It don't mean he's not going to come back, because he will. And it don't take much of a crack for him to squeeze through with something that will bring some kind of trouble and trials to you. But you stand on God's word. I hold on to that. You'll come through it. You'll come through it with strength. And he's lost again. That's what our life is. And we are told it will be. We're told in God's word. The Lord himself told us. They persecuted me, they will persecute you. But you are to stand and make it through. And the thing of it is, you see now, once you become that child of God, you have got all the help you need to make it through. You just go ahead and stand against it until it's gone, whatever it is. And it will have to go. It may be a while, but it will have to go. Now, that's what he's talking about here, when men that have hazarded their lives for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That, and he's letting us know they have lost their lives because of the name of Jesus. But they wouldn't back down. They wasn't going to give. So they went on home to be with him. Have you really got your mind made up? And are you walking in a way of his word that you're supposed to be walking? 27. We have sent, therefore, Judas and Silas, who shall also tell you the same things by mouth. They're going to tell you the same things as Barnabas and Paul told you. We're sending them to you. Now, 28. For it seems good to the Holy Ghost and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things. No greater burden. You see, that's what they wouldn't want to do. They wouldn't want to put a burden on. Just certain things. Here's the things that we need to watch out for, that we can't really do. 29. That you abstain from meats offered to idols. In other words, those that are idol worshippers and all. Now, don't eat with them. Because that meat would be offered to idols. And from blood. You see, back then, they did partake of a lot of blood in their diets and things. And from things strangled. Now, that's kind of strange, isn't it? If it was strangled, you wasn't supposed to partake of it. It'd be killed some other way. And from fornication. Today, fornication is running wild in our land. Most people don't even know what it is. What is fornication? Fornication is sexual conduct between two unmarried people. And today, these couples are proud of the fact. They want everybody to know. They'll tell everybody they see. I'm living with my girlfriend. I'm living with my boyfriend. We've moved in together. You see, that's fornication. And that'll send your soul to hell. We're told in another place, we'll be getting into that, in another place, that no fornicator will make heaven their home. Now, from which, if you keep yourselves, you shall do well. Fare ye well. Now, 30. So when they were dismissed, they came to Antioch, and when they had gathered the multitude together, they delivered the epistle. They told it. Now, 31. Which when they had read, they rejoiced for the consolation and Judas and Silas, being prophets also themselves, exhorted the brethren, with many words and confirmed them. And after they had tarried there a space, they were let go in peace from the brethren unto the apostles. 34 and 35, and we're going to stop for the morning. 34, notwithstanding, it pleased Silas to abide there still. Silas is going to stay there for a while. 35, Paul also and Barnabas continued in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. Now, we know there are times that they will get to stand still for even a couple of years in one place. But God also moves them around. They follow him. They follow his direction. And that is exactly what we need to be doing today, is following the leading of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and doing what he is asking of us to do. Not what we might even want to do, but what he is asking. And sometimes he'll ask us to do things that we really never thought about doing. And we'll wonder, how is it going to work? Take my life. And the time that he called me into the ministry. I was called in 1966. That's when all the race trouble was really going here in our state, in our city of Louisville, growing strong. They were even turning police cars and things over to certain areas. And then further south, Florida and Georgia. I was living in Florida at the time. Had areas where it wasn't safe for those of the opposite race to go. And yet, the first church the Lord God put me in was a black church. I was the only white person there. He kept me there about 3 years. And then he moved me to Georgia and put me back in a black church, AM&E church, African Methodist Episcopal Church. That's what the AM&E stands for. Kept me there for close 3 years. Then he decided to bring me back home here to Kentucky, to Louisville. And he sent me in another black church right down in the west end of Louisville, which is a black area on 26th Street. But you know, I was never treated any better anywhere than I was in those places. I was never at a point where I ever had to be afraid. And then after that, when he moved me, he brought me back to a white church. And yet I was not treated as good in the white church as I was in the black church. I'm being honest about it. But you see, for my first 3 years of ministry, God had me doing evangelist work, going from church to church preaching. And I've preached in a lot of different churches. I've preached in Baptist churches, Nazarene churches, Pentecostal churches, Church of God, full gospel churches. Not the only two that I never did preach in, and that's because no one gets in those churches unless you go through their seminary, and that's the Catholic Church and the Methodist Church. But I've never yet had to be afraid. God has always been with me. He doesn't let us down. If we'll just hold on to him, he will not let us down. Think about these things. And know that we serve an awesome God. and one that loves us dearly. And we are to love him. And we are to be thankful for him and thankful to him. And we need to be giving him praises every day for the things he's given to us. Don't go to him in prayer just begging for stuff all the time. Go and just give him praise and thanks and watch your life change. When you grow in your love of God and your trust in him, you'll see so much difference. And you'll change every day. Every day. Your mind and your heart will take on something new. And will reach out differently than it had been doing. Think about these things. And then, all that's listening to me now, I pray that you be able to be back with me this evening at 6 p.m. God willing. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word, Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, and we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for time that we can come together to study together, to listen to your word, Father, together, to give you thanks, Father, as a group. And not just as one. But Father, you do know our needs. And you said you would fill our needs. And we are believing your word and standing on your word. And for those, Father, that are out there sick, we are told in your word that by his stripes we are healed. By whose stripes? By the stripes the Lord Jesus Christ bore upon his body. Has given us the healing that we need. Have faith. Reach out and take it. Knowing that God keeps his word. He keeps his promise. And as you will stand on his promise, believing, then you know exactly that it will be done. You may not feel it right then. It may be a while down the road. But it will happen and take place. Now, for all that has listened this morning, think about what you've heard. If you want, you can go back. Read over it again for yourselves. That you have actually heard the word of God. Not mine, but his word. May the Holy Spirit the Lord Jesus Christ watch over you through this day and bring you back this evening at 6 p.m. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Have a great day, everyone. Walk with God, He'll walk with you.